Welcome to another Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick, and I'm sick.
And I'm Melody, and I'm fine.
Surprisingly.
Even though I've been surrounded by sick people.
So what? It was Jack first?
No.
No, it was Rose first.
Rose's eye got swollen. I think we mentioned this.
I think
we did. I don't remember. Anyway, she got amoxicillin for it, and...
Had an allergic reaction to it.
No, wait. You're skipping ahead.
Okay.
Her eye got better, and then Jack got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not fun. And then he got better. And then Rose had her allergic reaction to the medicine. Yeah, and now Nick is sick.
I am sick. I guarantee you I have what Jack had, and it is not fun.
Jack never had a fever.
I also came from a hot car.
Because
I had to go.
You had a fever last night, too.
No, it went away, because you checked me, like, right after my shower, which I only take hot showers. But, yeah, you checked me right after the shower, and... That
Fine.
Probably raised my body temperature,
yeah.
And then checked, like, 10 minutes later, and it was a little high, but, like, my body temperature always runs high.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Whatever.
I just had a your hot joke go through my head, that's all.
Okay. That's a little weird. This is a family-friendly podcast, how dare you?
Okay.
Anyways, we're talking to scare zones and some other news.
So, maybe this one will finally be a bonus, because I'm honestly starting to get tired of talking of... HHN.
Nope. So, I don't know who said it, or if it was at, because they had another, wait, no, they didn't. I don't know where this information came from. Somewhere someone said that we're supposed to be getting announcements a lot.
Oh.
For, like, the next couple weeks, or a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have your fill of Halloween Horror Nights content.
Yeah, because you told me it's gonna be, like, a Scream Week or something, and I was like, what?
A Spooky Week.
Spooky Week.
Yes. But that's also going to go into next week, I think, as well. Because we still have the show that they need to announce. We still have all the food they need to announce.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
And two more houses.
And we have other episodes planned. So we'll maybe sprinkle in non-HHN stuff, hopefully. But the unfortunate thing about HHN is that we have to post them quicker so that our announcements are not super late, like they already have been.
Like the ticket episode?
And our next episode.
Anyways, you're going to have to do episode. Because I am all snuggly in my blankets because I am cold.
Before we get into the episode.
Right.
Socials. I will be nice to you because you are sick. We are on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter. What was the face for?
What do you mean you're going to be nice?
Not make you say socials?
I never say socials. Anyways, start the episode.
Oh.
I am thrilled to hear what you have to say.
I guess we can start with the scare zones, because that's all the info I have.
We're also going to have to add to this episode, because we're still missing, what,
yep.
Two?
One?
One?
We have four.
Oh, yeah, we're missing one. And that'll probably come out tomorrow.
Yeah, and we'll just record tomorrow.
We'll see.
Anyway, first scare zone. The origins of horror. I read the thingy now?
Yes. Okay.
Enter a decaying conservatory of twisted vines where artists carve tributes to Halloween Horror Nights 34. You'll encounter monstrous crows, gargoyles, and more.
Fun. Where do you think this zone is going to be?
Like a creepy greenhouse.
No, I said where.
Oh, where? The entrance.
Good.
Because it says enter.
That is correct.
And it was the first one announced. I just feel like this would be the entrance.
That would make sense.
I'm not entirely sure what a conservatory is, but just the picture is giving me greenhouse vibes. What are you doing?
Made a cool noise.
Got it. He gets delirious when he has fevers, too.
Yes.
This is going to be a fun episode. The only thing I'm concerned about is monstrous crows. Like, gargoyles are... You can make them creepy.
What, are you thinking, like, big crows?
Crows just, like, is weird. Like, they'd be scary, but you'd have a big person with, like, big wings. Ah!
Pretty much.
And then they had their whole gothic thing with the stained glass type of windows and vines.
I wonder if this will be an actual scare zone this year.
Hopefully. Because if not, that's a big, cool thing that they would have missed out on.
Yes.
But they said they want to be immersive, so...
We will see about that.
Eh.
Like I said, if I don't get themed bathrooms...
Oh my word.
I'm never going again. Never mind. Take that back. You got too excited about that.
Next one. Masquerade dance with death. You're invited to a masquerade ball where bloodthirsty vampires lurk behind ornate disguises. When their masks fall, you'll become their prey.
Wow.
Yay, more vampires.
Yay.
This is also giving me Phantom of the Opera feeling, even though he's not a vampire, he's a ghost, right? Yes. Shut up. But like, spooky vampires with a mask.
I can see that.
And it's cool.
Where do you think this zone is going to be?
The area where the Scream Queens or whatever were last year.
Hollywood?
By Bourne.
I think that's Hollywood.
I can never remember the areas. That's where I would. Well, we also have the stupid, not stupid, the spec maps that would give us hints as to where all these are.
It's almost like you could pull it up.
And it's work. Also no longer pinned, so that's fun. Yeah, because that's Hollywood, right?
I believe so.
Or
in
is
front
that the
of
entrance?
Bourne. Oh, wait, no, that might be the entrance.
But then again, the spec map only has... Oh, no, that might be... I don't know. Because I'm trying to think of, like, where places... Or was this where the zombie area was last year?
Oh.
In front of,
Well, let me see the picture. Zoom in.
Send it to you. I also like how the most obscure scare zone on this map, we have not had...
This is
2.0, yet.
Melody.
And they don't have a new one.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I didn't see it when I was scrolling. Why, do you see the new one? Because I don't. I just see all the house announcements and scare zones and... No updated map. I don't think they update it until they get all the scare zones.
No, I'm saying I think there's either a 3.0 or a 4.0.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay. Now we have to wait longer for him to find it. This imaginary post.
3.0.
Where? I didn't see it. Okay, everything is still generally in the same area.
Right, so the vampire one is where the Dr. Oddfellow zone was. That makes sense.
No, because I didn't go that year.
Oh. No, I think it's in Hollywood.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
The Cat Lady of Crooked Lane.
Oh.
Which sounds like a freaking Mother Goose type thing.
It kind of does sound like that.
Anyway. Travel down a spooky, winding path to a mysterious home where trick-or-treaters are transformed into feral felines. Be careful or you'll be next.
Now, this is where the zombie zone was last year.
Probably. I think this is the one where it was like a mixture of... cats and wolves, but I guess now it's just all cats.
All
like
them.
The picture
yeah.
with cat and wolves. I just have the Cats musical stuck in my head, and I'm like, don't be that.
Ew.
That was scary enough on its own. I don't need that. What are your thoughts on the scare zone?
Eh.
It just seems weird.
Yeah.
The story behind it just feels like a kid's story turned spooky.
Pretty much.
Maybe it is like a Goosebumps thing.
Oh, that could be it.
Seems more fun then. I didn't really read many Goosebumps books. Moving on to the next one, and the only one that we have so far until the next announcement. Mutations, Toxic 20s.
Oh.
In a 1920s neighborhood, a BuzzCon truck with radioactive cargo crashes into a mobster getaway car, sending the city into toxic pandemonium.
Welcome back. Oh, wait, never mind. It's a new day. Because Rose woke up.
Yeah, it happens.
And I'm feeling better-ish.
You're not smothered in a blanket right now, so...
No. I also did some research. I might have had hypothermia last night, which is not fun.
Potentially. Because the cause of hypothermia is you being stuck in the cold.
Well, I had a fever of 104, which...
Not
was
good.
No, because we were monitoring my temperature all day,
mm-hmm.
and it would hover around, you know, like 102 mm-hmm. all day. It would drop down to 99, back up to 102, sometimes it'd hit 103, and then it'd drop back down to 99. It would just fluctuate all day. But then we checked one more time at like 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then it hit 104 at 8 o'clock. And we're like, ooh, not good. So I took some NyQuil, because... I was holding off on Tylenol all day because I wanted to take it at nighttime right before I went to bed.
Hence why this wasn't recorded the same day.
Yes.
Because it knocked you out.
Yeah, so I took night... Well, because the entire day I was taking naps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I woke up just to record.
Yeah.
That shows my dedication. Took some NyQuil, knocked me right out, woke up drenched in sweat.
Mm-hmm.
We took my temperature again, straight down to 96 degrees.
Yep.
So I got up stumbly. I was stumbling to the bed. I couldn't walk straight.
For me, it just looked like you were tired.
Yeah.
Because
Well,
you, but it did.
I did not feel tired.
Oh, you looked tired, but you were also, you just kind of sat there like, what's going on?
Because when you woke, I was very confused when you woke me up.
Yeah, even though you had told me earlier, like, hey, help me go to bed, kind of thing.
I don't remember that.
No, because you said you wanted to sleep in the bed and not on the couch.
Okay, I remember that. But
So.
anyway, so this morning I looked up what happens when your temperature drops from 104 to 96, and the first thing that comes up is hypothermia.
Yeah,
And
but
then it
like I
was like
said.
the signs of hypothermia are confusion, not being able to walk straight. Slurred speech is one, but I didn't have that I can think
I
of.
don't think. Well, you didn't really speak much anyway, so.
It was probably just a very mild form of hypothermia.
But how did you get it? Because you weren't cold. You were covered in
No,
blankets.
hypothermia is just when your body can't produce enough heat.
Fine, but they made it seem like you had to be in a cold situation for that to
No,
happen first.
I don't think so, at least. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
And Google's not the best.
It was Google AI, so
Wow.
it's different.
Anyway, continue.
Anyways, somewhat better now. Stayed home from work today just to make sure. Because if I went to work today, it would have been, and I
Awful.
wasn't better, it would have been awful.
Anyway, so we left off. I had just read the description for Mutations,
Or so we think.
Toxic 20s. I remember. And thoughts?
Excited.
Honestly, this one things really seems really cool to me. You have mobsters, but like toxic and bubbly. Like
So
icky bubbly.
I like it whenever. So all the other HHM podcasters don't really like it when they do zombies anymore because Halloween Horror Nights, for a run of many years, 3 or 4 years, I think. I could be wrong on the dates, but they did a lot of zombies back when The Walking Dead was in its prime. They did a lot of Walking Dead stuff. And I missed all of those years, and Walking Dead is one of my favorite shows. And I never got to experience it, so whenever they do zombies, I'm always very excited that they're doing, zombies.
This
So.
isn't really zombies, though.
I know, it's zombie-esque. It looks zombie-esque.
I guess,
Let me
except
see.
for, they both have like claws
Let me see.
for hands.
Yeah, that's zombie-esque.
Fine.
You're forgetting the esque part.
Yeah.
I know, I'm excited for it. More than the cat part. The cat zone.
Yeah. I'm just excited because I grew up and I had like a book about Al Capone. So, I don't know, I just read that book a lot, so I really like stuff about like mobsters and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that scare zone, and that's the last one we have for now. Wait, no. Announcement?
We did get an announcement today.
Could that actually, for once, fit in properly?
It's not a scare zone.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, we don't know what it is.
I didn't even look at it yet.
So this is breaking news as of recording. Angus is going to say it's not breaking news because this will come out like 2 weeks late.
Oh, I see now. Is this what you're talking about?
Yes, yes or
I'm
no.
gonna say what it is.
Sure.
Mel's Dying Zombies.
Okay.
And then it says, Brave all new street experiences that take the horror to new heights, featuring zombie car hops, undead DJs, and more. Details coming soon. And then there's another slide that says Club Horror.
So there is. Oh, no. Maybe that's the
Dead coconut, please?
Dead Coconut Club.
Maybe.
That would be my guess because one of the scare zones.
Is a masquerade.
No, one of the scare zones is rumored to be a party zone.
Oh.
So there, my two theories are the Dead Club or whatever is going to be that party zone.
Isn't the party zone supposed to be the area in front of
I think
Fast and
it's
Furious?
San Francisco. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's either going to be that or it's going to be Dead Coconut Club.
Okay. Well, for me, I feel like the zombie part is like a hint of a new show that happens by Mel's Dyan. Because it talks about like undead DJs and zombie car hops. So I feel like instead of the like you'll still have the regular 'cause they have like that dancing show in front of Mel's drive-through or drive-in. But feel like this would be like a spooky version of that during HHN.
All we know is it's going to have roller skaters.
I still think it's
I'm
a show.
pretty sure, at least. Show is going to have roller skaters.
Okay. Well, that seems cool to me.
I also don't think it's a show.
Then what do you think it is?
It'll probably just be like a small zone
Or like a themed area?
with scare actors.
Okay. I
'Cause
also find it funny that the zombie holding the platter and a drink isn't a detached hand
fun.
attached to the drink.
I can't see it. Oh, that was somebody else's drink.
Eh.
She stole it.
He is a dude holding it and the girl's just on the side.
Oh.
Do we move on to the small stuff now?
I wouldn't necessarily say small.
Well, it's not okay. These are details for stuff like houses and whatnot. And from the post that we got it's Fear and Beer Pod's Instagram account. But all of it is screenshots from Darren Scott on Twitter.
Do we know who Darren Scott is? Is that a creative guy, or is that just some guy who was at said event and just recorded everything they said?
I have no idea who this is. Do I need to look it up?
Try and look it up, because I would like to know. He's a film writer.
Ah, you sure?
No, it's not the film writer. I don't think it's the film writer.
Editor, writer, journalist.
Makes sense.
And located in the UK.
But is this the same Darren Scott that we got these tweets from?
Yes, because same profile picture.
Oh, you found the tweet? Okay, well, there you go. It's a journalist.
No, because I just searched up Darren Scott Universal. So I got it. And it pulled up the tweet that we're looking at. So, can we continue on now?
Okay. We'll give credit to where it's due. It's also Darren.
I said Darren.
We did?
Yes. What do you think I said?
Okay, never mind.
What do you think I said?
Don't worry about it. All right, we're getting this from Darren Scott on Twitter. He is a journalist. There you go.
Wow, because we didn't just say that.
Credit has been given.
Okay.
So thank you, Darren, for this inside scoop.
And Fear and Beer, because that's where we saw the post originally.
And Fear and Beer making it noticeable.
Reposting
Reposting it.
it. Do you want to start off or me?
You can,
Oh my word.
because I don't even have them pulled up yet.
Okay, the first one is about Fallout. And he said, you'll see Volts, The Bloody Wedding, Radroach, Gulper, T60, and a lot more. This makes me excited. I'm really excited for this because it includes Gulper.
Yes, the big axolotl.
Yeah, although we finished watching the show again recently, so now we actually are prepared
We actually
on
have a
that
list of
front.
things we want to see. I
Gulper is on the list.
think that was the first thing we said we want to see on the list.
Yeah. Because it was the most memorable thing for me. Rewatching the show, I realized I had forgotten most of it.
I guarantee you it's going to be the dead gulper.
Ugh. Yuck. Oh, because then you don't have to have it moving.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
And you don't have to put it in water, so the longevity of it will stay better longer.
Its tongue is awful.
I think it got turned inside out.
It like threw up its tongue. That's what it looked like to me.
I think it got turned inside out.
Ugh.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm excited to see the T60.
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited to see Radroaches.
No.
That'll be cool.
I was actually talking to my sister about this recently, and we revisited an old house that we used to live in that was infested with cockroaches. Both of us traumatized from that house, and we both hate roaches.
Yeah.
So, they also say the vaults, which we have a list of
Ooh.
stuff for that.
So, okay, if you guys don't know what Fallout basically is
About
about,
the show or the game?
technically both. They address it in the show. Anyway, so what the vaults are and what Fallout is, each of the vaults had their own experiment that they were running. I don't know what each experiment was because I can't remember any at the moment,
In the
but
show or the game?
both.
I can remember some of the shows.
Fine, go ahead. This is
So,
spoilers for the show, too.
yeah. Lucy's vault, her experimentation is using people from before the war to be the overseers.
Oh, yeah.
That's their experiment. Then Lucy finds another vault, and their experiment is like, it seems like they're meshing people with animals, I think.
No, I think those were surface.
Or like allowing surface dwellers to come down, but experiment. No,
But the
because the.
previous experiments were trying to get. No, so,
That's a
okay,
different
that's Vault
vault.
4.
Yeah, right.
Vault 4 is being entirely scientist base.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who lived there were scientists. So
and
a
that's
lot of
where
the scientists,
experiments came from.
So the scientists were trying to, like, mesh humans and animals together and get hybrids.
That's how you got Gulper.
That's how you got Gulper was actually a human. He's a human, but got turned into a big axolotl.
Which, actually, when we rewatched it, it's kind of hinted at, too, because in his tongue, on his... there's, like, a bunch of fingers.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. They look like the tentacle-y stuff, but they are fingers.
That's weird.
In his mouth. And it was really gross.
Hold on. My mechanic is calling. Okay. Call with mechanic is over. Where were we? Because I completely forgot.
We were talking about the experiments, and we talked about... I think we were about the last vault that we know of in the show. That Lucy finds, and they're bringing surface dwellers into the vault.
No, that's Vault 4. So...
Which one's the scientist?
All scientists was 4.
Oh.
But it went bad, and they basically all died, and then I think surface dwellers found that vault and took over the vault. I think.
There were still vault dwellers in it, though, because I think the Overseer was a vault dweller.
I don't know.
Okay, got it. All same vault. Do you remember any video game vaults?
Nope.
Okay. I didn't even know they touched on experiments in the games. I don't know anything about the story of the games.
So,
I think all I know is that it's like a lady trying to get her son, and that's it.
No, it's a guy. Well, it's whichever gender you pick.
Yeah.
So, with the video games, it's not really, or at least all the one video games I played, 4, it wasn't really like out in your face that they were doing experiments. You had to like go to the terminals and like read through everything and find the lore of it. But if you weren't about that and just played the game, you probably
like
wouldn't.
You.
No. I never wanted to just sit and read.
I would have loved that.
Pages of lore. Which is why I'm...
Confused?
Confused as to why you don't play those types of games.
Have you seen me play any games?
But the thing with, like, Fallout is... You click a button, it goes into a slowdown view, you pick where you want to shoot, and then you click action, and it shoots.
Yeah, and I did try playing it.
So
I remember trying to play it. It was a bird.
Oh.
Or a squirrel. I'm
supposed to say how much I hate orange juice.
Oh. Well, too bad. You're sick. Drink orange juice.
But see, I didn't cry when you wanted me to
drink
it.
I didn't cry. I just whine.
Exactly.
Because I hate it. Anyway, I'm going to have to think again. Hold on.
Okay, Fallout. We spent too much time on Fallout.
Yes. Do you want to go through our notes list real quick? Because they also, in the thing that we brought up, the bloody wedding. That was another thing that we put in our notes that we wanted to see was the bloody wedding.
Oh, did they mention that?
Yeah. Because we brought up, we kind of brought it up. I wrote down the mutilated raider groom, the guy who marries Lucy. He gets not so pretty.
Wait.
What?
Where did you get this?
Screenshot.
But where does it say bloody wedding? Oh, never mind. Right at the top. Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, you did just prove that you hate reading, so.
Yes. Yeah, the bloody wedding is going to be real cool. My one thing that I wanted to do in this house was walk through the vaults, and I'm getting that, so I'm happy.
Eh. I'm just not looking forward to rad roaches. Because they brought up rad roaches and gulpers. What we would also like to see is the radiation bear.
I think they're going to have that, because they always do HHN bear.
What is that going to be? Like, its special version?
It could be a different version of HHN bear. Put some radioactive paint on it, I don't know.
Other things that we wrote down, the Super Creepy Mart.
Like creepy Mart?
It's not the name of it.
But that's not on... Oh, we're just going through what we want to see.
Yeah.
Okay. The Super Duper Mart.
Oh. I just wrote creepy because I didn't know what it was called.
I literally told you in the show, I'm like, hey, look, Super Duper Mart.
I think I heard creepy or something. I don't considering I capitalized all the words.
What else?
Because I feel like that would be easy. You have people
easy.
Like in a... freezer type thing and just banging on it.
Yeah. But how many rooms do we get and how many...
Yeah, I know. I also wrote down the creepy empty Vault 32.
I don't think we're going to get that.
No. That's a bit much. No, I don't mean the pod part. It was like the empty vault filled with dead people.
Yeah. I still don't think we're going to get it.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about it. How many scenes are outside and how many scenes are in a vault?
That's fair, because the next one's also the cult church scene.
And they already said we're getting...
The Bloody Wedding.
The Bloody Wedding, which is in, what, Vault 32?
33.
So we're at least getting part of Vault 33. Now, will they do a thing where you see down a hallway and into Vault 32?
That'd Maybe. Be nice.
But I highly doubt we're going to walk into Vault 32. I think we're going to walk through Vault 33, walk out the big door.
And then you go into...
Then we'll be into, like, a wasteland area. And then we'll be...
Probably the ghoul will pop out at some point.
I guarantee it. And then we'll be... The next room will probably be a different big scene, wasteland area.
Mm-hmm.
Another big scene. And you just go from, like, wasteland area into big scenes.
Yeah.
And to make it give you that perception of traveling through the wasteland.
Mm-hmm. So we probably won't see the cult church scene.
Seeing as to how they were all naked, probably not.
Oh, yeah. That too. Why did I write that down?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Moving on.
Killer Roomba.
Oh, we're still on that. Right. I do want to see the Killer Roomba.
And then I
doubt we're going to see him, but I really want to see the Killer Roomba.
And then we can also end it with the fight scene at New California Republic.
And it is a Killer Roomba because we watch everything with subtitles. And on Amazon, whenever a character talks, it says their character name.
Like the cast.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it shows you the cast when you pause it, but it'll have the character name.
Oh. So for the cast, it was the dude and it said Killer Roomba or something Roomba.
Yeah. Like Deadly Roomba or something like that. I don't remember.
I thought it was really funny.
But anyway, I feel like the fight scene at the New California place will probably be like the finale because that was the finale of the show.
Like, oh, I guarantee you were saying that. Somewhere along the line, I heard somebody talk about seeing a bunch of T-60s.
And you think that's where it'll be?
Because in that scene, there were a bunch of T-60s. Mm-hmm. And doesn't this guy say T-60s plural?
No. Oh. It just says T-60 and a lot more.
Okay, never mind. Because if you put an S on that, that would have solidified,
multiple.
You know, multiple. And then that would have told me it was going to be in that one big fight scene because there's multiple T-60s.
I mean, granted, it doesn't say a T-60 either, though.
But there is also a scene where there's, like, three T-60s going down a hallway, and the ghoul comes out and basically shuts off the lights and takes out each T-60 while they're all trying to shoot at him, and it's just, like, a burst of light every few
seconds.
Yeah,
I put that in the notes. I wrote down lots of flashing lights because that felt very house-like with flashing lights and you're trying to see what's happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's where we can finish for Fallout. We had a lot to say because it is a show. There's a lot to pick from.
We did watch Terrifier 1 and 2, so we can comment on that.
We only have notes for the second one because we watched the first one.
I don't think the first one's going to be very...
in the house as much.
Yeah. Fans of Terrifier are in for an incredible experience. The team at HHM worked very closely with Damian Leone on the house, which they say is the bloodiest and goriest house HHN has ever done, with more water effects than in any house ever.
Yay. You don't like water effects.
Oh, I hate water effects. So, I don't think I sent it to you, or maybe I sent it to you on Facebook. I think because somewhere I found a longer version of what he posted, where it goes into more details.
The next slide, maybe?
Or is it the next slide? Yes, it is the next slide. Sorry, cat.
Don't spook the kitty.
He was looking at you and I went to go pet his tummy. Ow. He just tried to kill me. He bit my vein.
Oh. Well, then don't pet him where he doesn't want to be pet.
In fact, there are so many water effects in the Terrifier house at HHN that guests will have the option of choosing a dry or wet path when exiting.
Did you notice that part, though, at the end? When I read that, I was like, I think you picked the wrong word. It says when exiting. When you leave the house? Or did he mean to say entering?
Or what if there's, like, one final kill at the very end of the house and they just splash water on you?
I hope not.
I don't know. I think it's going to be the last, like, one. It's going to be, like...
Oh, like a final room type of thing?
You didn't go through it, but in...
The dragon one?
The dragon one. What was that called?
Dueling Dragons. That's all I can remember. It was, like, Fire and Ice, maybe?
Yeah, Dueling Dragons, Fire and Ice. Or everybody knows what I'm talking about. The Dragon House. A couple of years ago.
The two-path house.
It was what? HHN 31? 32? 32.
32.
It was literally, you go through the house, You come to a point where it splits you off. You can either choose fire or ice. I chose ice because I wanted to see if they made it a cold house in that room. So we went through ice, didn't notice a difference, but it was literally you go, you choose that path. There was one room, and then you were done, to my knowledge. So there was only two more rooms, and then you were out. So it was at the very end of the house. So that's why I'm thinking the Terrifier house will be is the very end. It'll be like wet or dry,
Okay.
and then
It
you
would
choose
suck
wet.
if it was like a joke thing. Like, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't, but it's like wet or dry, and you pick dry, but then you still end up getting soaked. And
I
if you go
think
wet, you get dry. I
so.
don't think they'll do that, but that would have been like a really mean thing.
My theory on this is if they're giving you a choice of wet or dry, and you don't get that choice in the very beginning, no. If they're giving you a choice, if it's wet or dry, it is you're probably going to get drenched if you go through wet. Because if you think about it, they've done wet effects in other houses before.
I remember
But
the puke.
you
Yes.
never chose if you
Because it
wanted to
wasn't
go
as
wet or not.
bad.
So if you're getting a choice, it's probably going to be like a bucket of water getting dumped on you.
Ugh. And we are planning to do both routes.
May it depends on how scary the house is.
Okay, I feel like if you've done the house once, it's not as scary the second time.
I guess.
Because you know what to do.
I'm really hoping I get to see it on my three house tour.
Because I got cut off on my house. Because I think I finally pinpointed why houses don't scare me. I am pumped up with adrenaline, so I can just power through a house and be fine. But in all other situations, like a movie or the VR, I do not have that adrenaline and I feel stuck, can't do anything.
But you can just take off the VR or hit the pause button.
Yeah, or unpause, technically, because I was only in the pause screen.
Yes.
Remember, I couldn't even get past the pause screen.
I still think we should try and revisit that game.
Yeah, I'll think about it. But a movie, I don't have the adrenaline. I'm just sitting on a couch and getting spooked.
Just cover your eyes.
I use my phone.
You can't use
Do.
your phone through a queue, I mean, through a house.
No, I mean through a movie.
Okay.
And you can't cover your house and your eyes in a house anyway. You need to know where you're going.
Exactly.
You
Especially
can do
since you're
it.
my leader.
Yeah, you can do it
No, I
because you're the big
can't.
baby in the back and holding on to me. You can close your eyes.
I never close my eyes. I just say hi to everybody who scares me.
Anyway, there we go. So, water effects. Are we going to go through what we want to see in the house?
Yes, you have that list.
Yes. There's only five things on this list compared to Fallout.
That is true.
We
Now,
have.
there is one where the lady gets sawed in half.
From the first movie?
They have to do that scene.
But like a censored version?
It'll be a censored version because if you remember from that movie, she's naked.
Yeah.
And while H.H. Chen is trying to be very gory with this house, I don't think they're going to do nudity. I don't think they've ever done full-on nudity.
And they've had someone ripped in half before.
Yeah.
The.
Well, they didn't have a naked person. So
No.
they're going to have to figure out how to do a naked person and how to cover up the naked parts.
I would feel like maybe have like the backside and like far away so people can't look around.
Well, it's a mannequin. You don't have to do full-on detail for the front.
I know. But like to keep people from like, woo.
I guess.
Because people would do that.
No, there's ways to do it. You don't have to be 100% movie accurate.
Okay, anyway, we're focusing too much on one thing. Next. This all the stuff on our list is all for Terrifier 2, by the way.
That is correct.
Because I do not want to watch the third movie. Probably gonna have to anyway.
So basically what you could do is you could look up a lore video for movie number three and maybe a kills. You could probably look up a lore video and you could probably do
Or I could
a
just like read the plot.
or that. Or you can watch like all of his kills from the third movie.
That I don't want to watch all of the kills.
Well, you're gonna see the kills in the house.
Probably not, hopefully not that kill in the house. That would
What
make me
kill?
upset. The child.
I don't know if there is a child.
The third, you said.
I think I saw it like a year ago.
Oh, so onto the list.
Yes, go.
Clown Cafe. And then in parent, not parent, yes, parentheses, I wrote on fire question mark.
Yeah, so if you remember in the second movie, the Clown Cafe gets set on fire. My question is, are they actually going to put it on fire in the house?
I feel like flame effects wouldn't be too hard.
But in a house, though.
Oh, the whole. They do have to have the whole sprinkler system throughout the house.
Yeah, they have to have the sprinkler system throughout the house. Stuff can't be on fire because, you know, it'll set off the sprinklers. Are we just gonna see the charred remains?
Or beforehand of just all the dead bodies in the cafe.
Oh yeah, or you could do that.
Anyway, next, costume shop.
Yes. I think you have to do that. That's his iconic scene where he is, wearing his,
Daisy
what, daisy
glasses, which is point
glasses.
number three.
Yeah, spinning his sound maker
Oh yeah, I
thing.
don't know what that was. I just remember the honky horn.
Oh, is that what he did?
He plays with like a whirligig thing too, but he spooks her with the honky horn.
Okay.
Now, I also just like the costume shop because it's like a big place, just full of like creepy things, and you can have him jump out from different areas in the costume shop.
That is true.
It'd be a really cool setting for me. Then we got the Terrifier Funhouse.
I'm not there. They have to put that in there. I think this is what you're gonna walk into.
Like the start.
I think this will be like the facade. Because the Terrifier Funhouse is a haunted house. That's what it is in the movie.
With like a whole bunch of cheap jump scares type of things.
But they had some big jump scares in
Which
there.
is point number five. Giant scary clown.
Yeah, that was one of the things that jumped out at our main character when she was running through there to find her brother
Twice.
twice.
And that thing's huge.
It was big. And I'm thinking we're gonna get a recreation of it.
That'd be cool to see. Not so much to be scared by, but it's fine.
Oh no, I think we'll get scared by it.
No, I said and be scared by. I said I'm not looking forward to being scared by it.
Oh, okay. But anyways, I'm just excited for this house. It's gonna make me poop my pants, but I'm ready.
There. Now we're done with that. We still have more to cover.
Yes, we do.
Jason. Jason Universe will have multiple versions of Jason in a gauntlet of Jasons, including the new Jason. The house is described as Insidious times 10. I'm trying to figure out what that means. Like just the amount of jump scares?
It's probably going to be the amount of jump scares.
Which, like I said, would be very much like Halloween, where he popped out all over the place, where you didn't really feel like you got a breather.
That's true. We don't have much to say on Jason because we don't feel like watching all
Yeah, it
12
says
movies.
including the new Jason. I'm just like, oh, okay.
There's a TV show coming out.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
We watched the lore video on it.
From Fear and Beer.
Yeah. We watched that video just to kind of get like a.
Understanding.
It made me want to watch the 2009 version, but only because the guy who plays Sam in Supernatural is in it.
Good job.
That's fine.
Moving on. Grave of Flesh. What happens after you die? You're being eaten by vicious flesh eaters. You're going to be at your gravesite where you'll see and smell the soil being put on top of you. You really feel like you're being buried.
I feel like we already kind of read this in the house announcement,
Kind of. But
but
this, I guess what this gives credence to is
the smell?
the smell. There you could there's it's gonna be a smelly house.
Okay. Sorry. I will not be affected by that one.
And that you're gonna see yourself being buried, basically.
Or feel like you're getting buried.
You're going to be at your gravesite.
Yeah, but then it says you really feel like you're being buried.
Right, so just is it gonna be a raised up house where we then walk down into our grave?
Or they can always do the cheesy upright grave that you're walking through.
I guess. I really hope it's we're walking down.
Yeah. I don't know how they'll do that.
They kind of did that for Insidious, I want to say.
Yeah, but it was a very slight raise, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you want like a very slight down, like you go up some stairs to go into the house and then you walk down?
I don't know why they did that. There was never a part where we then had to walk down.
Don't know.
Oh well.
Anyway, that seems like an interesting house because it is an original and I really like originals.
Yes. Moving on.
El Artista, a Spanish haunting, features the conservatory, which we now know is a scare zone as well, so they tie in together, which we kind of knew beforehand, but whatever. Which contains the origins of horror, which ties into the overarching theme of the event this year. A beautiful house with not one facade, but three.
I'm excited for that.
How on earth do you do three facades? Do you just have like three big things that you're walking into?
I guess.
Like, I feel like
Maybe we
The Quiet
want.
Place had two facades, technically, right? You go into like the dark area. And then you go into the house with like the quiet place above it.
The quiet place, you walked in, and the first thing you're put into is that long dark tunnel. Then you walk out of the long dark tunnel, then you see the,
House.
no, you
Or
see
not
the,
the
you see
title.
the title.
Above the farm, I think?
Pretty
It's
much.
above something. And I feel like Insidious also probably did something like that, because you walk to the big door, then you turn, and then you're walking into the house.
I think so. I don't know. I'm gonna have to rewatch that to see. After this, I'm gonna go watch through all of HHN 33's houses.
Okay.
It'll get me in the mood. The mood for Halloween Horror Nights.
just okay.
Anyways,
Next.
no, I think it'll be like you walk into the conservatory, or you walk into the house, and then you walk out, and then you walk into the house or the conservatory, and then you walk out, and then you walk into a different, your last building. May I think, okay, maybe you walk into the house first. You leave the house, you know, do your stuff in the house, leave the house, get into an open area to where it's like, then you see the conservatory, you walk into the conservatory. Do your stuff in the conservatory and then do your final. Maybe you loop back around somehow and go back into the house, like through the back door.
Maybe.
And they make it apparent that you're walking in the back door.
Because I mean, they did do that in the Goblin's house, where you're like walking through a building and you could technically.
That's different though. You could look behind you and see the rest of the, like the beginning of the house. That's a little different.
Yeah, but like it, you still have that feeling like you're in the same location. Like
I
you
guess.
are going back to the house.
I can see it. Moving on.
The reduced scare zones from last year have been thrown out the window. You're going to see more scare actors and more scenics, all around the park.
I
Woo.
mean, we kind of already knew this.
I think it's because they feel like they dropped the ball and they're trying to fix that.
Yeah.
And then.
I'm excited. More scare actors is always good.
Yes.
The HHN bar is back. Along with photo ops in hotels. Great. I didn't get to go to the HHM bar last year.
Where is that?
Do you remember where I, this is where I think it is. Do you remember where the Germany section was for,
By Fear Factor?
no, Germany for Mardi Gras.
Oh,
Right next to Fer,
where we normally sit, isn't
no,
it?
it's
That's where we got our food.
no, right next to Transformers.
Oh, yes, by the lagoon.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
There's the big overhang and whatnot.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking
Yes.
about? Okay. I think it's gonna be there.
It's
The
like a
bar is gonna be in the middle.
big open area with like a building, like a open building.
Yeah. 'Cause like the exit for Transformers is right there. And then you have like the crepe stand over here.
Yes, because people can see
I'm
the
explaining this to
movement.
you.
No,
All of
I
no
got
no.
it. I can
All of
see
our
it.
listeners are great
They're
Universal
smarter than
fan,
me, so they
yes.
know where it is, and I don't.
Oh,
I got it.
she is up. And we're back.
Again.
Again.
I swear, this better be the last time.
It's not.
What do you mean it's not?
Depending on how fast you edit and post this, why do you look mad?
Because this is annoying.
Like I said, depending on how fast you edit and post it, and depending on how fast Universal wants to shove out announcements. So we got one announcement today, which was, you know, Nightmare Fuel,
An
you know, the
hour
show.
after we recorded that last bit.
No, it was while we were
Oh,
recording,
it was.
and then we just didn't see it until an hour later. So they came out with another announcement. There's another show, shocker. So as we were, you know, setting up to record again, I was about to hit record, and then Rose woke up.
Yep. I haven't even seen the announcement. Nick won't let me.
No, I don't know why I'm not letting you. It's another, it's the Lagoon Show.
What lagoon show?
There's a Lagoon Show.
Can I look it up then?
Yes, you can look it up.
Thank you.
Anyways, they used to have a Lagoon Show years ago. I think it was called Ghoulish, if my memory serves me correct. And it was just a, you know, a water show, kind of like Sensational in a way.
Oh, I didn't know about it.
I'm assuming they're not going to do fireworks. And it'll probably be, you know, a water show with drones. You know, this cat really annoys me. He meows at the door, and then we open it, and he just stares at us.
Or runs away.
Or runs away. Anyway, so it's probably gonna be, you know, Sensational style water effects with, like, projections onto the water, and then drones. Probably lasers and lights and stuff.
That's cool.
I doubt they'll do fireworks, because, you know, residential area. And I don't know how often it's going to run. I don't know how long the show is. I should probably look up Ghoulish and see how long that ran for, because that would give me a good idea.
Anyway, the show is called Haunt O'Phonic, A Ghoulish Journey.
There you go.
A ghost story is rising from its watery grave to haunt the Universal Studios Lagoon, featuring towering water screens and eerie music. Woo.
Fun.
It doesn't say drones.
Well, who knows?
So right now, I'm just going to assume just water.
It probably will just be water. Hold on. This dude's meowing from basically across the hallway.
Oh.
I just opened the door and he's like down by the bathroom staring at me.
Oh, he's circling you for treats.
Well, yeah, you shake the treat box, you have to give him a treat. It's his reward.
Good job. You came in here to make you fat.
I
What?
usually just measure out three or four into the cap and then just pour it. You just dumped. That's why he's so fat.
That is not why he's fat.
It kind of is, yeah.
Move on.
You're making our cat fat. You're making him a heckin' chonker. Not funny.
No, move
Okay,
on.
moving on. What was I saying?
Yes, water.
Yes, water. Maybe
And
drones,
music.
maybe not drones. Hopefully it runs multiple times and it's not like a, at the end of the night type thing. Because if it actually runs multiple times throughout the night, it can,
Suck people.
suck people away from the house cues.
And you have a higher chance of actually seeing it.
Yeah. So fingers crossed that every time it's showing, it draws a major crowd, kind of like Sensational would. Because if they can draw enough people, those house times, house wait times, are going to be
Much better.
low. I'm also thinking about adding a third night onto our trip.
Oh my word. Of course you are.
Because did we talk about what we're doing?
I think we did, but plans keep changing.
We'll make a planning video episode.
When our plans have been completely finalized and there's no changing it.
Right. We'll talk after. Because I'm thinking about adding a third night.
Yes. You just said that already.
I'm going to be very tired if we do add a third night.
Yes.
For anybody wondering, I am bringing three pairs of shoes. That is a little spoiler into the planning episode. Because I feel like I'll probably talk about what we're packing in our bags, how we're going to attack the houses and all that stuff.
Combat things that will make us not feel good.
Yes.
Like last year, I got sick.
Do we know why you got sick?
I think it was a mixture of us just walking all day.
Probably dehydration, too.
Dehydration was definitely a big thing because we were trying to rush and we're like, yeah, we can get water later.
And we never did.
No, don't be like us. Drink
Well, we
water.
were also trying to get as much done in one night because you only had one night. Whereas this, when I went with you, that was my third night.
And not only were we trying to do it in one night, we were trying to do it quickly to get home to the kids.
Yeah, but now we have
All night.
adequate time. Anyways, that's
Kids will
enough
be watched
planning.
and we don't have to go home and rush.
They
We
will
can actually
be.
take our time, drink water, and not feel sick.
Yes.
Okay.
They will be watched by their grandma and grandpa. I'm only saying that because I just watched a video where a lady fell asleep and her kid got out of her house and was running down the highway with a bottle of tequila.
Oh!
So the cops scooped up the kid and then went and arrested the mom.
Oh!
So our children will be adequately taken care of.
Oh
Jack will not be running down the highway with a bottle of tequila.
You would have to run really far to even get to the highway.
Yes, he would. Well, actually, no. That road by our house is considered a highway.
Oh. And he does like to run, so.
Feel
Okay.
like he would just get distracted by every bird and worm
I mean,
he
like,
sees.
Rose already does that. I try to get them to the car, and she'll start walking to the car. She'll turn and look at me, and then just start running down the sidewalk the opposite direction from the car.
See, at least Jack listens and he'll stay near the car.
Well, that's because he gets to open the doors and stuff.
He
Rose
likes
is just
clicking
like,
buttons.
woo! Yeah.
Fun times.
Anyway, we're gonna end this now.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna go watch the Five Nights at Freddy's movie to
Prepare
prepare
for another episode.
for another episode. That one will I will be looking forward to that because I actually get to geek out and all that, but
Yes. Yes, you will. That's going to be an episode where you get to blab and I'll just play on my phone.
reversed roles. Neat.
Pretty much, yeah. Maybe I'll play on the computer and you guys can hear me clickety
It,
clack. No?
no, you will still have to listen.
Okay, fine. All right,
Alrighty,
bye-bye.
adios.
Hopefully, bye-bye.
Hopefully.
If you hear us again, I'm sorry.
Oh, bye.
Goodbye.